Tampa City Council officials were expected today to rubber stamp a proposal by Mayor Pam Iorio that will allow the city to receive $13.6 million to address the foreclosure crisis in the city. But one city councilman's objections led to a much longer debate this morning at council chambers. Cindy Miller is the director of the Growth Management and Development Services for the City of Tampa. She says the plan is to purchase or refurbish approximately 110 properties in the city, with a concentration of homes in the Sulphur Springs and East Tampa's area.
If a house is vacant too long, there's vandalism. There's potential for other bad things happening, along with folks starting to occupy the houses that should not be occupying them. So we are very hopeful that we will be able to see some changes as we acquire properties in the neighborhoods and stabilize them so that the next door neighbor who is a homeowner isn't going to feel threatened by what's going on down the block.
The deadline for the city to send back the grant application is December 1st. But what with Thanksgiving taking place next week, Mayor Iorio has accelerated the deadline for the city council to sign off on the plan by next Wednesday, November 26. But Councilman John Dingfelder said the council has a role in making policy and felt they had been shut out in formulating the plan.
What is the program for community input? How much do people know about this in terms of, do they know that they can actually give input? How much are we going to evaluate that input as a council before we vote on this? Because we haven't had any input yet.
Specifically, Dingfelder had issues with how the $13.6 million would be spent on purchasing or rebuilding the 110 homes.
We're going to pick them up, we're going to knock them down, and then over the next several years, hopefully, we're going to rehab, you know, that empty lots and with our partners and build new homes on them. Well, guess how much that costs per property for those 40. Okay, per property, they're estimating you buy it for about $50,000, you knock it down for another $10,000, and you rebuild it for $120,000 for a total city/federal investment of $180,000 per property. I got that right out of your document. That comes out to, when I multiply that times 40, that comes out to $7.2 million out of the $13 million project.
Dingfelder City had a policy problem with that, because he believed that the city could take that $7.2 million and buy properties directly. He said that's what he believed was Congress's original intent when they passed the legislation earlier this year.
I think Congress's intent was, let's send $13 million to Tampa, let's get some houses off the market and back into some responsible families with responsible loans, as many houses as possible. And I would say there's an opportunity to do perhaps 200 of those instead of this 100.
Earlier, Peter Murphy, a broker with Home Encounter, a local real estate consultancy group, addressed the council. He also said the city's plan for purchasing and bulldozing homes was too modest.
The city of Tampa has indicated they'll spend about $100,000 per property in the neighborhood stabilization program to acquire a total of about 130 properties or spend the $13 million. We believe that that estimate could be as much as 50% short of what could actually be accomplished based on today's value of properties.
Later, Councilman Charlie Miranda said the city should be grateful for what they got, because the foreclosure problem is massive in the United States.
When you look at 100 homes, 110 homes, you can look at it with one eye closed and the other eye open, or vice versa, and it's 100%, 110% better off than you're off today, because something is being done. And I like to see things being done, not to sit and just wait till tomorrow.